All right, this is the part you know the most. There are three things we want to know about a batch of data. The goal is to summarize the entire batch of data with a few summary statistics. One of them about what's typical, or what's the center of the distribution look like. One about variability, or how spread out is the distribution, and one about shape. Statistical models, in general, either compare the middle of two distributions, or they compare the shape of two distributions. We have three things we want to pay attention to. What's the center? The easiest way to think about typicality is, if I had one guess, I ask you to guess the age of the next person through the room or through the door. Your best guess is the most typical score for the people likely to walk through the door. Variability, how much variability is there? Because if we have an age range of 3 or 4 years, you're going to do a better job guessing the age of the next person in the room if we have an age range of 20 years. Make sense? So variability is tied to guessability, which is given by typicality. The shape of the distribution, whether it's symmetrical or not, is really, really important because some of the statistical models that we use make assumptions about that shape. And if those assumptions are not met, may give us a statistical conclusion problem. This is all stuff you know. Mode, median, and mean. The mode is the most common score. The median is the middlemost score in terms of counting. The same number of cases are above the median as below the median. The mean is the balancing point of the distribution. It's the middle, but it's not the middle of the number of cases, it's the middle of the distribution. And so if we have a truly normal symmetrical distribution, ooh, not bad. Shit, keep that one. Then the mode, the most typical score, the median, and the mean will all match. Because this will be half of the people, and it will also be half of the area under the curve. Medians are about counting people. Means are about the proportion under the curve. Whereas if we have something that's interestingly skewed, the modes here, the mean will be out around here somewhere. That's the mean. And the median. Every time I add a case out there, it doesn't change the mode at all, right? Because it's not a typical score. It's going to move the median one half step. How much it moves the mean depends upon its actual value. Because medians are about stepping based on count. Means are based on space under the distribution. And then just a quick thing here in case you don't remember how the pieces go. Measures of variability or spread. We do have an index of variability for categorical variables. It's pretty common to be told there is no measure of variability, but there is. If we treat centrality as how I'm going to guess, how I'm going to estimate the next likely case, then it makes sense that the number of categories is an index of variability for qualitative variables, because the more categories you have, the harder it's going to be to guess what the next category membership is. And so you're going to do a much better job of figuring out whether or not someone guessing whether or not someone has pets than guessing what kind of pet they have. Does that make sense? So, there is more guessability the smaller the number of categories. With ordinal with ordered data that we use medians for, then the range tells a useful piece of information. How much variability is there between the largest and the smallest score? You hardly ever see that except in the reporting of age in APA style. They like you to say, well, what's the real range? And give me the standard deviation, because the standard deviation carries more information than the range. In fact, here's what the standard deviation is, and I want you to put this in your head and think about it and use it, because it's going to be useful to us when we look at various statistical models. The standard deviation is the average difference from the mean score of each individual score. So if I have a standard deviation of 3, that means on average, people are 3 points away from the mean. Okay? That's what it really means mathematically, and it's a real convenient way of thinking about it. If I say you're a 4, I could be off by more or less depending upon that standard deviation. And skewness and symmetry, labeled by a bunch of mathematicians a couple centuries ago. 0 means it's symmetrical. The same proportion is on either end of the middle. Positively skewed, negatively skewed, make sure you notice the skewing is named for the direction of the tail.